940 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King, and we have breaking news on two mass shootings. The first in Round Rock, Texas, north of Austin. Police Chief Alan Banks says several people were shot at a Juneteenth festival.
Multiple victims were transported to local hospitals. Unfortunately, we do have two deceased on scene.
Police are looking for suspects. The other shooting happened late last night in Rochester Hills, Michigan, near Detroit. Nine people hurt, with an 8-year-old boy and a 39-year-old woman left in critical condition. Jarrett Schmidt heard the shots and went to help. What he saw was this.
A lot of blood. I know these people. This is my neighborhood. These are friends. These are family members. This is horrible.
Police say the suspect killed himself. There's no known connection between him and the victims. Delegates from about 90 countries are in Lucerne, Switzerland, trying to come up with a consensus condemnation of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Zelensky says it's a war he didn't want and something that Russia could end now.
I sincerely wish that all of you, all the peoples of the world, every child, every family could simply live without war. And I want this for all Ukrainians.
There's a brief pause in the fighting in Gaza. The BBC's John Donison is in Jerusalem.
Israeli military announced it will hold what it called a tactical pause of military activity in part of the Gaza Strip between 5 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon to allow humanitarian aid in from the Kerem Shalom crossing.
The pause comes a day after 8 Israeli soldiers were killed during an attack in Rafah. There's been an arrest in a nearly 1-year-old Maryland murder case.
Police say Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, a 23-year-old undocumented immigrant from El Salvador, was arrested in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's being charged with first-degree murder and first-degree rape. The suspect has connections in the Washington, D.C. area and has ties to known gangs. Rachel Morin was found murdered along a trail in Maryland last August. Her mother, Patricia.
It just gave me such hope that they really did care about our family, my daughter, that they were going to work diligently to find the person that murdered her.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
4 days away from summer, Mother Nature is in midsummer form with heat waves on the way for the early part of the week. Weather Channel meteorologist Paul Goodlow.
Could be record-setting mid-upper 90s, nosing their way into the Northeast and New England.
The Florida Panthers had hoped to bring home the Stanley Cup last night. Instead, the Edmonton Oilers fought back with an 8-1 win on their home ice to avoid a 4-game sweep. The series resumes in Sunrise, Florida, Tuesday night for Game 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Radio. We are local music.
Take it back to where we started from. Don't know if I could ever go back to where I was. Take a trip around.
still. Why should go yet if it wasn't for you? I'd be working the graveyard still.
Singing our song.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You make it easy 'cause you give up when things get rough and
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say it, say it, say it, say on me, whoa.
that Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Three black crows on a telephone wire. Three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, "Man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire." Two black crows on a telephone wire. Maids in the front church pew. Three old maids in the front church pew. One says, "Lord, not a thing to do. Looks like all my days are through." Two old maids in the front church pew. Times this hard. Two oak trees in a lion's yard. Oh no. Hey. Three young men on an open road. Three young men on an open road. And one says, "Sit and rest your soul. The road is long and the ground is cold." Two young men on an open road. Damn heart attack. Oh,
was walking away, and I didn't even try. Take a chance on my honor, that's what I said. It's good. I'm always shaking her head. Crazy summer night. Wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you wrong in my bed? Mercedes in the parking lot. Tick tock, baby, start the clock. Got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Waiting for a break, pull me in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. Put it in my ear, won't take me home. One thing left to do, make some I can dance to. Oh, yeah.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time for your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr. Here are a few notes highlighting some of the music, news, and happenings from all across the state. First, One Fox Valley Music Fest may have a different name and location, but it's still packed with great local artists. The newly named Fox Cities Experience is now happening at Jefferson Park in Menasha on two nights and three different stages. Catch talent like Kyle Megna and the Monsoons, Jeremiah Jams, Iftikhar, Mama Ginger, and many others. It's all happening Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th. And again, it's at Jefferson Park in Menasha. All right, if you're looking for something maybe a little different featuring the Wild West and the history of the Wisconsin Dells, I got something for you. Check out Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's happening at the Legacy Dinner Theater across the street from the Wilderness Resort in the Dells. Billed as a great family comedy and featuring artists and dancers from all across the Midwest, this is the largest Wild West show in the country. Fog? Yep. Lasers? Uh-huh. Flying musicians? You bet. Find all your details at Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Finally, the Keys to the City Painted Piano Festival is underway in Green Bay. We told you a little bit about this a couple of weeks ago, but now donated pianos are painted, placed in parks across the city, and sitting there ready for you to play.
This is not only a sculpture, a way to beautify the parks, but it's a living sculpture. You can go up, it's interactive, you can play piano, so hopefully get kids off their phones for a couple minutes, and you know, hopefully there's some memories that we can create around these pianos.
Tarl Knight of the Tarleton Theater, a great supporter of the painted pianos and music in the area in general. And he tells us the pianos will be out for you to play all summer long. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
I'm right here beneath the scars. Thought and couldn't stop. Today seemed like yesterday, and the day before not so far, not so far away. The day before yesterday, the cool breeze and pine trees sway. Memories of those days, you and me. Talked and couldn't stop. Let the topics fade, 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 fade away. There's a time of day when we are all bend and we all break. Turn the corner, waiter drop the tray. Drop and drop out. Drop and drop out. And fade the day away. They say, drop and drop out. All you can stay, they say, drop and drop out. It's a deep breath and a big wave. Cool breeze and pine trees sway. Memories of those days, you and me. Light as a feather.
the storm to blow through, waiting through my mind, watching the storm blow through you, with you, for you.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maybe then you wouldn't be so all freaked out to see how good to you I could be. Sometimes I wonder if the same things that remind me of you remind you of me. I guess I'll never know. I've been writing a song or two, but don't worry, they're not about you. And when you hear me on the radio, they're gonna ask who are you writing all those songs to. And I'll just laugh and say that no one ever wants to hear the truth when no one in particular.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're the only love I've ever known.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I'd had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. And I fumbled through my closet, through my clothes to find my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair, and I stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. Well, I smoked my mind the night before on cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Somewhere down the street, I caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to somewhere, something I think I lost along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. There's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of that sleepy city sidewalk Sunday morning coming down. In a park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and I listened to the songs they were singing. Somewhere.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.